بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. الحمد لله وذو فضل كرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى. It is once again only the fadl, the grace, the favor, the bounty, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us the tawfiq and chance to sit in the gathering which is surrounded by angels. Allah's mercy descends upon such a gathering in which Allah Ta'ala's name will be taken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the angels about such gatherings. Sakina, peace, tranquility comes over such gatherings. It's a gathering not of lahw and la'ib, where we are going to just waste our time in some amusement, some futile things, or gossiping or ghibat, but we are taking the name of Allah, our creator, our malik, our raziq, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed so many bounties upon us. And Allah has favored us to sit in His house and to take His Mubarak name. Despite our weaknesses, despite our sins and our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is still prepared to forgive us. Allah wants us to make sincere tawbah to Him. And again, the condition of tawbah is we must abandon that sin that we are doing, abandon that guna that we are indulging in, and feel nadamat and shame and regret and remorse. We should feel terrible having committed that sin. At-tawbah to nadamun. What is tawbah? When a person feels ashamed, he feels remorse, he feels embarrassed, he feels terrible having committed that sin. So he abandons that sin. He feels that remorse and pain in his heart, and he promises. He promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes a firm pledge to Allah. He makes a firm resolution to Allah that he will not go back to that sin. And these are the conditions of tawbah. And tawbah is necessary for all the major sins that a person commits in his life. For the minor sins, there are so many a'mal. A person makes wudu. As he makes wudu, from each limb that is washed, the minor sins are washed away. We keep rozas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our minor sins. Alhamdulillah, with the month of Muharram. Shahrullahi al-Muharram. Muharram is known as the month of Allah. There's a nisbat, like how we say Kitabullah, Rasulullah, Baytullah. So these things have got sharafat, honor, because they are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the Book of Allah. Like that, Shahrullah, the month of Allah. The month of Allah is Muharram. And we know the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, the significance of Ashura. Even before Ramadan came about, the fast of Ashura was compulsory on the Sahaba. And the moment Ramadan came, then this fast, the compulsory nature of this fast became abrogated. It was cancelled. However, it is masnoon, it is sunnah to fast on the 10th. And Rasulullah ﷺ has exhorted us to add a fast to it. So either we keep 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. And those who wish to keep 9th, 10th and 11th, no problem. But at least keep on the 9th and 10th. And this was to oppose the Yahud. When Rasul came to Madina Munawwara, he found that the Yahud were fasting on this particular day. And when he inquired of them as to why they were fasting on the day of Ashura, then they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun. And Allah drowned Fir'aun and Allah saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. So Rasul immediately said that we are more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. نَحْنُ حَقُّ بِمُوسَى. We have more right over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore we should also be keeping this fast of Ashura. But to oppose the Yahud, he said, add a fast to us, to the tenth. He said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلِ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِحُ. If I am living the next year, then I will add a fast to the 10th. So we keep 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. So for this year it will be Tuesday and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday. And of course it is not compulsory for those who are unable to keep roza. There is no guna for it. But we find in the books of hadith that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala would even make the little children keep roza on the 10th of Ashura. So it is important for us, a person's minor sins of the entire previous year is forgiven. Just by keeping the fast of Ashura. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. to take Allah subhanahu's name regularly, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember Allah is watching, Allah is watching, Allah is watching. And we become overwhelmed at times. Sometimes we become overpowered by nafs and shaitan. And we give in to the dictates of nafs and shaitan. This is the time when we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit sins, they commit some obscenity. They oppress themselves by committing sin, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment they slip, they're human beings. We're all human beings. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that every man is a grave sinner. He commits many sins. But the best of sinners are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who sincerely repent, and they repent often, not just on certain occasions. So the moment these people slip, they make a blunder, they remember Allah, dhakarullah. And they make istighfar. They make sincere istighfar for their sins. And this is what is required. So many people ask, they write, that I made a sin, and I don't think I'll be forgiven. No, the doors of tawbah are open. And we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole idea, the whole purpose of tawbah is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inabat ilallah, ruju ilallah. To cleanse and polish our hearts. And we have to make this firm determination that now we're not going to slip so easily. We've been through a trauma, as we say. We made a blunder, we made a mistake, and we went through great pain and suffering because of that sin. Now let us not be foolish and commit the same sin again. We shouldn't commit any sins. Now we should be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and move towards Allah, but moving towards Allah with love in our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart must be brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take pleasure in obeying Allah. We should feel the sweetness of iman, feel the sweetness of ta'at. Just as a person, when he makes a sin, and he commits a sin for this few seconds only, there is some ladhat that he experiences. Some type of enjoyment, but that ecstasy and enjoyment is only for a few seconds. And it is replaced by bitterness, sour and misery and wretchedness. And regret. But the moment a person makes the ta'at of Allah, he obeys Allah, the ita'at of Allah, and he indulges in ta'at, in good deeds, then he will experience the sweetness of iman. He'll begin to improve his salat and enjoy his salat. He'll try and get his khushu and khudu in a better condition. And now when he makes sajda, when he says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, he'll feel the qurb, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he will not enjoy committing sin. Then the moment he is taken away, and the direction of his qibla changes, he feels restless, he feels uneasy. He moves away from evil company. And that's the most important thing in today's time, to stay in good company. Stay in good company. The moment a person is in vice, evil, bad company, then he's bound to slip and get hurt. It'll be very difficult for him then to come out of this rut because of pressure, peer pressure, and the mahal that is involved in. Away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat. We see gatherings of where dhikr takes place, tilawat of Quran, ta'aleem, ta'allum. Angels descend, rahmat comes down, sakina descends, tranquility, peace. Whilst the person is taking the name of Allah, he doesn't have any inclination towards sin. He says, la to all the haram, la to all the spiritual maladies. That woman who has come into his life, that haram woman who is enticing him, or that haram man who has come into the sister's life, she's saying, la to all those things. It is only my Allah, I cannot displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if I lose my life, I will have that himmat and courage, and I will never displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the purpose of these majalis are. To polish our hearts, to cleanse our hearts, to become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sincere tawbah istighfar, and to inculcate in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Allah, Allah, enjoy saying Allah, Allah. Feel the ecstasy that is coming into your heart, the nur coming into your heart, because you are taking the name of your beloved Allah. May Allah talaga give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah make our tongues moist with dhikrullah. Our tongues will become wet and moist with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحيم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم معك وأهله. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں، یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں، یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں، یا اللہ یا اللہ despite your kindness upon us my Allah، یا اللہ we still show ingratitude my Allah، یا اللہ we are still ungrateful my Allah، یا اللہ we still disobey you my Allah، یا اللہ forgive us my Allah، یا اللہ we acknowledge یا اللہ that you have given us یا اللہ so many billions of bounties, my Allah. And we confess our wrongs, ya Allah. We confess our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify and polish our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us get trapped in sins, my Allah. Don't make us become, ya Allah, the slaves of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Don't take us towards sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us towards, ya Allah, good deeds, ya Allah. Strengthen our iman, ya Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala iman, wa amitna ala iman, wa ahshurna yawma al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us do amal saliha, ya Allah, with ikhlas. Ya Allah, accept our amal saliha. Ya Allah, make it be a zakhira for us in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us in the qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us in dunya as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari jaan ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, iman ki hifazat farma. A'mal ki hifazat farma. Maal ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, masajid marakis ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us in our homes and our towns and cities, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the crime that is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, create aman and aman, my Allah. Protect us from hijacking, my Allah. Protect us from getting kidnapped, my Allah. Protect us, ya Allah, from getting killed, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the bloodshed that is taking place in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. We ask you by your Isme Azam, my Allah. Your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us your Qudrat and might, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody more powerful than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah. Remove from the rubble, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, ya Allah, going to hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, even in the hospitals, they are bombed, my Allah. Ya Allah, the dushman have no ram in their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the, ya Allah, Musliman in Syria, especially, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham upon them, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nothing. nothing, my Allah. No water even to drink, my Allah. Somebody's skull is injured, my Allah. Somebody has lost an eye or an arm, my Allah. They've got no parents, my Allah. They have become yatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, what future do they have, my Allah? Ya Allah, you are Hakim and Hakim. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you, my Allah. Forgive our Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Don't make it be because of our gunas that we are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Bless us with afiyah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adat. Ya Allah, make us be proud of our deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become embarrassed, my Allah. Ya Allah, to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow every sunnah of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our sisters, ya Allah, go into true hijab, my Allah. Make us observe true parda, my Allah. Make us have an excellent akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us deceive people. Don't make us cheat, my Allah. Don't make us indulge in fraud, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of maladies, my Allah. Zahiri, batini, amraz, siddu. Ya Allah, hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many requested duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us a good death, my Allah. Maut an iman, my Allah. Maut in a good condition, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. The shafaat of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hudi Kuthur from his Mubarak hands. Make us all enter Jannat into Jannat bighair hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents. Ya Allah, our wives and children, my Allah. Our progeny, our friends, musallis, mutalliqin, mashayikh. Our students, ya Allah, and those who are sitting here tonight, my Allah. Who are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our worries, our sorrows, our hardships, our grief, calamities, whatever musibah that has come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our du'as, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.